Let's start on the beach side, can we? Obviously, we've had some real exciting work done with Vive in our recent history. Tell us about some of the new products and where we're at.
Yeah, so in 2024, we launched a new product for the beet market, Phobos, which is a prothioconazole fungicide for Cercospora. It was really successful. We had a really, really good year. Growers had a lot of benefit using the product. It is a more effective version of prothioconazole than Red River Valley growers have seen before, and we've been really excited about it.
You guys are doing some things where you're trying to bring products to market maybe on a whole faster pace than what we've seen traditionally. Tell me about it and how does that work?
Yeah, so we have 30 products that we're launching between now and 2030, and we're incredibly excited about that. And really the reason we're doing this is if you think about innovation in crop protection and pesticides, last mode of action in herbicides was 30 years ago, right? It's taking more and more time to get stuff through the regulatory process and get new active ingredients to market. And then there's more and more restrictions on the tools that farmers have been trusting for years. And so really what we've been focusing on is how do we take those existing trusted tools and make them better? How do we get the most out of those active ingredients? And so Phobos is an example of that. Prothioconazole, it's a product, it's an active ingredient that beet farmers have been using for years, but we've got a better version of it that's more effective and helps them get better disease control, get better yields, get better sugar content. Our Asteroid FC 3.3 product, which a lot of folks in the Red River Valley use, is awesome at controlling Rhizoctonia for an in-furrow application, and is the only azoxystrobin that can be mixed with liquid fertilizer. So it's all about how do you take those existing trusted tools and do more with them.
And that's, I think, kind of a unique approach that is being done through Vive.
That's exactly right. We're the only company really that focuses entirely on how do we differentiate using those trusted tools. And, there's a real need for it.
When you say 30 new products, particularly in our footprint, what do you see in the pipeline?
Well, I can't talk too much about what's coming down the pipe.
In
broad terms, we've got a couple of different fungicides and insecticides. Our first new herbicide won't actually launch until 2028 or 2029. We've been making some investments in our capabilities there, but we continue to be mostly an insecticide and fungicide-focused company. The other thing that we've been looking at is, talk about biologicals for a minute. I mean, one of the problems with a lot of biologicals, when we think biologicals, we're talking about biocontrol, so something that actually controls a disease or an insect, is they're really inconsistent from a performance perspective. And so one of the things we've been doing is looking for the best-in-class biological biocontrol products that are out there, bringing them in-house, so accessing those from the companies that have developed them, and then marrying them with a synthetic partner in the same jug. And so now, for a farmer that might be looking at one of these products, they get the trusted performance of the synthetic chemistry that they've been using for years, but with the additional benefit of the biological. And so we actually launched a product that's been successful for post-emergent foliar application in beets, our Astronaut product that has been very successful for Rhizoctonia control after the beets are out of the ground.